Florida death row inmate Mike Lambrix was executed last night. For more than a year and a half, WLRN's Wilson Sayre exchanged letters with Lambrix. She also met him and his family to report the radio documentary Cell One, Florida's Death Penalty in Limbo. The death penalty in Florida is no longer in limbo. Lambrix was the second inmate to be put to death since executions resumed at the end of August. Wilson was up at Florida State Prison in Stark this week for Lambrix's final interview and his execution. She brings us this reflection.
If Mike Lambrix's case played out today exactly the way it did when he was convicted in 1984, he would not have been sent to death row. Lambrix was convicted of murdering two people on the same night in 1983. Alicia Bryant was strangled, and Clarence Moore Jr. was hit over the head with a tire iron. For 34 years, Lambrix has maintained his innocence of the crimes he was convicted of. His first trial ended in a hung jury. He was convicted of the two murders in his second trial. In 1984, the jury was divided about sentencing him to death. They voted 8-4 for one murder and 10-2 for the other in favor of the death penalty. Neither was unanimous. And last year, the Florida Supreme Court found that sending someone to death without a unanimous jury was unconstitutional. And before that, the U.S. Supreme Court found Florida's method for sentencing someone to death unconstitutional because a judge had the final say in sentencing, not the jury. But because Lambrix's case was so old, he didn't get the chance that more than 100 death row inmates have gotten over the past year, the chance to be resentenced. I met Mike Lambrix for the first time in April of last year, about 2 months after I sent off my first letter to him. He walked into the small interview room with his orange prison shirt on, the death row uniform. He joked around with the guard, almost like they were pals, except that he had to ask him to loosen the chain around his waist that connected with his handcuffs so that he could shake my hand.
Nice to meet you.
And how do you pronounce your name?
Wilson. Wilson Sayre. Yes.
Florida's death penalty had been going through a series of legal challenges, and no one knew what was in store for the almost 400 people on death row. Mike Lambrix was next in line for his execution when the death penalty was thrown into limbo. He was on death row for nearly 34 years and talked about it on Tuesday.
The death penalty is a commentary on who we are as a society, and that's why it's important that those of us on this side of the bars, on my side of the bars, try to help others to understand this side of it. Because if we forget that the person that we are condemning is still a human being, then we make the choice to compromise the sanctity of life.
It's not my place as a reporter to talk about my opinions on the death penalty or lead you to a particular conclusion on one side or the other. My job is to help you understand it. I talked to families of victims. I was never able to get through to the families of Alicia Bryant and Clarence Moore. I did talk to others for the documentary we made. Mike Lambrix was willing to share his story, too.
We have to be able to understand the dynamics of this from both sides, my side included. So the reason I write what I write, and I have been very vocal, is because even if I'm gone, I want to leave something behind. And I like to think that, you know, one day, maybe not today, but one day, what I leave behind in my writings will be relevant to a society that will evolve.
In Florida, we actually have more access to government records than in most other states. Execution is an exception. For example, how the state comes up with the method it uses to execute someone, that's a secret. Access to people on death row is hard. They live in a prison in the middle of cow pasture between Jacksonville and Tallahassee. Really, all you can do is write letters. Maybe an hour-long interview here and there. Death row inmates are allowed one interview per month. I don't say this to suggest the state is hiding anything inappropriate, but executions are a government function. They're being done in the name of the public. For Lambrix, this is the fourth time he's had to prepare for his execution. The first three were all stayed. This week, again, he was planning for his last meal.
I want a Thanksgiving dinner because I am going to share that Thanksgiving dinner with my mother.
His thing is, when he got out of prison, he wanted to have Thanksgiving dinner.
His mom, Loretta Ufoli, talked about it last year.
Homemade Thanksgiving dinner by me. And then he wanted to go over to his sister and have another Thanksgiving dinner. You know, the turkey, the dressing, the sweet potatoes, the mashed potatoes, dressing, olives, deviled eggs, all the stuff he likes.
My mom has stood by me for so many years, and I am so blessed, and my family too. It's very hard on them, and I just wish I can reach through that glass and give them a big hug.
He had that Thanksgiving meal with his mom sitting on the other side of a pane of glass. Ever since I met him, Lambrix has tried to keep things upbeat for his family, to try and keep them from suffering too much. Even when he talked about his funeral arrangements, who would pick up his remains, where he'd be buried, he cracked jokes about his 12-day hunger strike to protest his scheduled execution. The suit for his execution didn't fit anymore. Jan Arians was one of Lambrix's pen pals. He lives in the UK, and they spoke on the phone last week.
Because he'd lost 18 pounds, the trousers promptly fell to the floor. They had to be taken away to be taken up. So I said to Mike, you've got to eat a lot of those burgers you get in the visitor's room and then get so fat that the trousers won't fit and will have to be taken away again at the last minute.
On Tuesday, Lambrix repeated that line in front of corrections administrators.
And that way we can get another couple days. And I'll bet I shouldn't have said that. Now they'll know.
I wrote another letter to Lambrix last week. I thanked him for telling his story, for trusting me with it. Lambrix was executed last night at 10:10 p.m. His response to my last letter arrived earlier in the day. It's waiting for me back in Miami. I'm Wilson Sayre in Stark.